The Trump administration put on an elaborate ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House today to celebrate what it calls a new Middle East. Two Arab states agreed to normalize ties with Israel, in part to show a united front against Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Initially, the White House was trying to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict with the, quote, deal of the century. But the Palestinians were not among those signing the so-called Abraham Accords today. It was the foreign ministers of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain agreeing to open diplomatic and economic ties with Israel. President Trump staged an elaborate ceremony to mark the occasion.
We're here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East.
Neither Bahrain nor the United Arab Emirates were at war with Israel. They had been working quietly together to counter Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the U.S. president.
You have unequivocally stood by Israel's side. You have boldly confronted the tyrants of Tehran. You've proposed a realistic vision for peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Palestinians see the deals as a betrayal by their Arab allies and an effort by the Trump administration to undermine the Arab Peace Initiative. That plan calls for normalization with Israel after the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is resolved. The Trump administration took a different approach, says Aaron David Miller of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
They've reserved all the honey for Israel and the key Arab states and all the vinegar for the Palestinians.
The idea is that as Arab states normalize ties with Israel and get big arms deals with the U.S., they will put pressure on the Palestinians to make peace with Israel on terms more favorable to Netanyahu. Miller says it's known as the outside-in approach, and he recalls numerous conversations about this with Trump's son-in-law and advisor, Jared Kushner.
It was just easier for them. It was more attractive for them. It was much more in keeping with the pro-Israeli sensibilities, both for political reasons and in the case of Mr. Kushner and others, emotionally, to align themselves with this outside-in approach.
It's starting to pay off, but the Trump administration is still short of its ultimate prize, Miller says, getting Saudi Arabia on board.
My only concern is that they've hyped and hooplaed it to the point where that may not yet be warranted, but if other Arab states join the party, particularly the Saudis, then I think you've got something that will be much more enduring.
The Arab foreign ministers say they are not turning their backs on Palestinians. Emirati Abdullah bin Zayed, speaking through an interpreter, reminded Netanyahu that he agreed to suspend plans to annex parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank.
Shukran lak.
Al-Khtiyarik Salam. Thank you for choosing peace and for halting the annexation of Palestinian territories, a decision that reinforces our shared will to achieve a better future for generations to come.
In this time of a pandemic, the men didn't wear masks as they signed their deals with Israel. They did, however, avoid a public handshake. And while the ceremony was taking place at the White House, Palestinian militants in Gaza fired two rockets into southern Israel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
The only thing more stubborn than the ancient trees that grow in Oregon's Opal Creek wilderness may be the man who saved them. George Atiyah has loved Opal Creek since he spent summers there as a boy. He's lived most of his adult life in the area, about 40 miles east of Salem.
During the 1960s and 70s, he made a living mining and logging newer trees. Then the timber industry set its sights on Atiyah's beloved old-growth forest around Opal Creek. Here's Atiyah speaking on All Things Considered in 1993.
And my mind started to change because I had always had it in my brain that you didn't have to cut Opal Creek, but there was always another valley to go to. There was always another place where we could cut timber. And the old growth, to me, it just seemed like it was so vast we thought it was going to go on forever. And it finally dawned on me that it wouldn't.
So Atiyah turned into the industry's worst nightmare.
He had a bumper sticker on his pickup truck that said, "Environmentalist from Hell."
David Seidman is the author of Showdown at Opal Creek, The Battle for America's Last Wilderness. And he says that Atiyah was not your stereotypical environmentalist.
He was just like this marble man with a long chestnut mane of hair and a mustache and cowboy boots. And he was referred to as the Robert Redford of the conservation movement.
Atiyah used everything at his disposal, legal or not so legal, to try to stop the logging industry. But Seidman says one of his greatest weapons was an old mine in Opal Creek.
George was brilliant enough to revive the mining operation to file a patent. He used the 1872 mining law, which is one of the worst environmental laws, but he used it. He turned the law on its head to file a patent to protect Jawbone Flats so they couldn't get in there and log.
The fight took its toll, though. The timber industry in the 70s employed nearly 10% of private sector workers in Oregon, including many in Atiyah's own community. So he got several death threats a day. His family was harassed. Atiyah was a pariah. Again, David Seidman.
One of the sadder stories I remember is at his son's football games, he'd have to sit alone. And when he would sit down in the stands, all the other neighbors would move to the other side of the stands. And he was like, he was sitting alone in his own clear cut.
But eventually, George Atiyah won. Congress created the Opal Creek Wilderness and Scenic Recreation Area in 1996.
It has been hit hard in the recent wildfires. 72-year-old George Atiyah reportedly did not leave his cabin last week. It is too soon to know his fate or how damaged those old trees are. But Seidman says Atiyah's efforts will stand.
Thanks to him, we still have the forest, which will grow back eventually.